In 2019, 2020, 204,817 people became Australian citizens, representing over 200 countries.
Can't believe that figure.
I know.
So many people want to be us.
Exactly. And one of the people that have contributed to that massive figure is Chris from Erroraberra. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Ollie. How are you?
We are fantastic. When did you... Well, first of all, where are you from?
I'm from York in the northeast of England.
Okay.
And I became an Australian citizen last Australia Day.
Good on you.
Oh, last year. Fantastic. And well, tell us about the experience. What happened?
What, from start to finish or just the day, Ollie? Which would you prefer?
Well, go from start to finish and we'll shut you down if in good Australian fashion if you flap on too long.
Okay. Well, look, I came across in 2013 as a work-sponsored visa from a manufacturer.
Yep.
About 2015, I migrated from my 457 work visa to a 186 permanent residency and then started the application process in 2018 to become an Australian citizen, which I managed to do last Australia Day.
So is that a lot of work? Is that there's lots of paperwork and sponsorship and stuff?
Sponsorship was done through the business that I was working for, Bilco. So a lot of the work was done by migration agents. So it wasn't much for me because, you know, there was no initial outlay. I've been really lucky because it cost me next to nothing to become Australian. I think it was about $150 for the application for the citizenship. But, you know, everything else behind the scenes was done through the business.
Okay, so other people have to pay lots of money, do they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, I came through with skills, through the skills program because being a fully qualified electrician, gas fitter and fridgey, over in the UK, got brought across with the skills because I was on the required list for Australia.
Yeah, so you've got a lot to contribute. Yeah, contribute to the country. That means a hell of a lot, yeah.
Yeah, really lucky. And look, living in a wonderful place like this, you know, with your way of life here, which is now my way of life, I think that I've won hands down. So once I actually went for the citizenship, I had to take a test.
Okay, had to take a test. And was that difficult?
So, it was interesting. At the least. So it's a multiple choice scenario of 20 questions.
Okay.
Of which you've got to get a minimum of 75% correct.
Oh.
And there's some quite obscure questions in there as well.
Yeah, how many stars on the Southern Cross or something is one of them,
okay.
I think.
I didn't get that one, but that one's pretty easy. That's a pretty easy one, is that?
Come on, throw some at us.
So what does the colour white stand for in the Torres Strait Island flag?
Oh my goodness, the whitewash? I've got no idea. What is it?
It means peace.
Right.
That was one of the. Another one was how many seats are in the Senate?
Oh, who would know that?
Well, that should be year nine
I've
politics.
I've got no idea. Well, do you have any idea, Bilko? Have a guess.
Oh, about 40.
How many?
76, mate.
I would have said 11 or something like that.
Yeah, so we got the heads up that we needed to revise our common bond, which is what the citizen test is actually based on, which is about a 40-page document, but there's a section in there about 12 or 14 pages, which it talks about. Just remember, another question for you, Ali. How many ships are in the first fleet?
How many ships were in the first fleet? Oh, I don't know. Six?
And what do you reckon, Bilko?
I'm 10.
No, 11, mate.
Oh, I was that. Come on, I was close enough.
I've got no idea. Oh, my goodness.
So, it's quite interesting. I mean, when I went to do that exam, I did it in Brisbane, and I got, you know, I was in the city centre there in the CBD, and I got pulled in for an interview. So the first one to make sure you can speak English, and there's six booths, and I got called in, and there was a young lady there who sat down and talked to me for about 25, 30 minutes. And, I mean, it's obvious that I speak English, being English.
Yep.
In that instance, there was a couple of other nationals came in for their interview and could hardly speak a word of English and immediately put through to their exams. So you get 5 attempts at this multiple choice exam.
Okay.
And at the end of the test, it's, as I said, the 20 questions. You have to say, yes, you passed. Yeah,
that would scare the living bejesus out of me.
A lot of people must struggle. So when you went through the actual ceremony, were you emotional?
Yes and no. It was. I was a really large ceremony. It was down at where Brisbane Bullets played, and I can't remember the area. I think it was McGregor or somewhere along there.
Okay, so yours was sort of en masse.
Yeah, there was over 1,000 people there. I think I believe it was the largest done number for the day for a ceremony.
Amazing.
That Australia's ever carried.
Well, good on you, Chris, for becoming an Australian citizen. It's the best country in the world as far as we're concerned, and we love the fact that you've come on board and, you know, you're dinky die now, so good on you, mate.
Oh, mate, look, I feel very honoured to be part of this country. It's a lovely place to live.
You're a part of our Barmy Army now, the Aussie Barmy Army.
And we're honoured to have you, which is amazing.